My name is Christophe De Roanne. I'm research associate in the lab of connective tissues biology that is part of the URT GICA Cancer in the University of Liège, Belgium. I'm going to present you our poster describing the role of adipocyte GOS2 in the crosstalk between cancer cells and adipocytes. In solid tumors, cancer cells are intermingled within a microenvironment consisting in stromal cells, immune cells, and a large assortment of extracellular matrix proteins. Bidirectional interactions between cancer cells and their microenvironment govern tumor growth and development. Among the stromal cells present in the tumor microenvironment, adipocytes were reported to enhance cancer cells' migration and invasion by providing fatty acids and cytokines. On the other hand, tumor cells were reported to alter the phenotype of adipocytes by increasing lipolysis. However, the precise contribution of adipocyte lipolysis in tumor phenotype in vivo and the molecular mechanisms triggered in adipocytes by tumor cells are still incompletely understood. Our main goal is to identify adipocyte genes involved in lipolysis that are regulated by the interaction between adipocytes and cancer cells and to decipher their contribution to the crosstalk between adipocytes and cancer cells. There is an increased lipolysis in adipocytes co-cultured with cancer cells, and we have observed that among the genes regulating the first and rate-limiting step of triglyceride hydrolysis, GOS2 is the most strongly repressed in adipocytes co-cultured with tumor cells. It is known that the rapid turnover of GOS2 allows cells to rapidly adjust their lipolysis rate to the nutrient or hormonal status. During co-culture experiments, we noticed an acidification of the culture medium, and we demonstrated that the culture of adipocytes at pH close to those measured in the tumor microenvironment represses GOS2 expression and induces lipolysis. This inhibition of GOS2 expression can be relieved by treating cells with the PPAR gamma activator, rosiglitazone. PPAR gamma transcriptional activity is regulated by its association with cofactors. Chromatin immunoexperiment revealed that PPAR gamma binding to the promoter of GOS2 is not affected by the pH. However, one of the positive regulators of PPAR gamma, CEBP alpha, is less associated to the PPAR gamma binding site of the GOS2 promoter at acidic pH, suggesting its potential involvement in the regulation of GOS2. To further analyze the role of GOS2 in the crosstalk between adipocytes and cancer cells, we generated adipocytes overexpressing GOS2. We observed that this overexpression is sufficient to repress adipocyte lipolysis at acidic pH, and it was sufficient to significantly decrease the pro-migratory effect of adipocytes on cancer cells in a Transwell assay. These data were confirmed in a 2D scratch assay with MDA-MB231 cells. Adipocytes were also reported to protect cancer cells from chemotherapy. The re-expression of GOS2 in adipocytes antagonized the pro-survival effect exerted by adipocytes on cancer cells treated with the chemotherapeutic agent doxorubicin. Our data suggest that adipocyte GOS2 downregulation due to the interaction between adipocytes and cancer cells is sufficient to confer a more aggressive phenotype to tumor cells. Work is ongoing to confirm these results in an in vivo model of mice overexpressing specifically GOS2 in adipocytes.